Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, 5 Minutes with Jesus. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Many folks know the love of Jesus and joyfully live out this reality. It is easy to take Jesus' kind yoke upon them and to live each day doing their best to please Him, because when they fall short, they know Jesus understands, not only because He walked this earth, but because He revealed that His heart is gentle and lowly. He is understanding and accessible. But they don't have the same feeling when it comes to the Heavenly Father. This misunderstanding is often the result of a poor relationship with an earthly father. One woman tells the memory of when she was really young and she saw her older sister hanging up her father's white shirts on the clothesline, and she was suddenly filled with the urge to do the same. She writes, "I'm not sure I can explain my motive. He was my daddy too, and I was his daughter. I loved him in my childlike way and wanted to express it. I couldn't reach the clothesline. It was too high, but I saw a wheelbarrow in the yard and its handles were just the right height for me. I didn't notice how rusty it was, and I rather joyfully clothespinned the wet shirt to the handles. When my dad got home and saw the shirt on the wheelbarrow, he became very angry with me and punished me severely for ruining his shirt." This childhood memory impacted how she understood her Heavenly Father. So let me ask, what about you? When you mess up, do you imagine the Father looking down on you with His arms crossed, saying, "Really? Again?" I've been asked if it's okay to pray to Jesus rather than the Father, because many folks feel Jesus is more accessible. Are there times when you would rather run to Jesus in all your mess? Well, that is good. Run to Jesus and prepare to be wonderfully surprised, just like Philip was. In John 14, 9 and 10, Jesus says, "Have I been so long with you, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" Jesus says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Now, Jesus cannot be referring to His physical frame, because the Father never became a man. And of course, Jesus and the Father are distinct, because Jesus talks to His Father. But they are also one God. That is Jesus' whole point. Jesus is saying that when He put on 2 human legs, the eternal heart of the Father was also put on display in all its tenderness, love, and mercy. So we cannot let the failings of our earthly fathers inform us. Neither can we allow our own fallen tendencies to beat up on ourselves and form us. Let Jesus surprise you with the good news that in Him you see the Father. And then go to the Father just like you would Jesus and ask for forgiveness when you mess up. The Father is tender and more eager to forgive than even you are to be forgiven. John Flavel says, "Remember that this God in whose hand are all creatures is your Father, and is much more tender of you than you are, or can be, of yourself." And as you begin to take in His fatherly heart for you, be open to being even more surprised by the Father's love for you. The woman I mentioned earlier was at a conference hearing about the privileges of being God's child when she came to realize how she had projected low views on her Heavenly Father because of bad memories of her earthly father. She went on to write, "As I remembered these scenes from the past, I saw that through the years, I had not been believing that my Father in heaven was any different than my earthly father. I hadn't been listening when He described Himself. In short, I hadn't been believing the gospel, that by faith in Christ and His perfect atoning sacrifice, now He loves me and is forever for me and delighted in me. In Christ, He has made me beautiful and pleasing to Him forever." So the next morning, I told our counselor, Jeff, that I thought I was beginning to understand. I told him the memory and said that I guess if the Father saw me standing next to the wheelbarrow with a ruined shirt on it, He would forget the shirt and hug me. "You still don't understand fully," he said. "God would not overlook the shirt, but take it, put it on, and wear it to work. And when someone commented on the rust marks, He would say, 'Let me tell you about my little girl and how much she loves me.'" May Jesus' words begin to set us on a path of new realization of the Father's love for us, that we can go out and seek to please our Father without fear, knowing that we are greatly loved. Remember who you are and who you belong to. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me and sending your Son to live the life I failed to live and die the death I deserve to die. Forgive me for thinking you are more like fallen men. Forgive me for having a diminished view of your heart of compassion. Grant that I will live knowing your smile rests upon me, that I might be compelled to run to you and find refreshment in your arms. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.